I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. The town of Rayville is getting $7.3 million from the Department of Veterans Affairs for a new 22-acre veteran cemetery. The nearest national cemetery is 100 miles away in Alexandria, and the nearest state cemetery is about 135 miles away in Keithville. U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu says the money will pay for a main entrance, an administration building, a maintenance facility, as well as roads and other critical infrastructure. Louisiana's Board of Regents has named finalists from West Virginia, Rhode Island, and Texas for the state's next higher education commissioner. The list was announced Thursday afternoon after 2 days of closed-door search committee meetings with candidates. The board plans to choose among them on October the 9th. The finalists are Robin Capehart of West Virginia, the president of West Liberty University, Ray DePasquale of Rhode Island, the president of the Community College of Rhode Island, Joseph Rollo of Texas, vice chancellor of academic affairs at the Texas Tech University System. There may be a fourth finalist. Regents Chairman Clinton Raspberry says that the search committee was interested in another candidate who wants more time before deciding whether to be named as a contender. The Board of Regents did not say how many people were interviewed in the process. 4 years ago today, workers were able to cap off the BP well that created the largest environmental disaster in the history of the country. Executive Director for the Coastal Protection Restoration Authority, Kyle Graham, says 4 years later, most of the oil has been removed from the coastal beaches and marshes in Louisiana.
But yet there's still oil out there, and given the depth and the distance and the amount of oil, we anticipate that we'll be seeing oil in Louisiana's coast for decades.
Graham says they anticipate to continue to see oil along the coastline. He says it's still too early to tell what the long-term effects of the oil spill and what they'll have on the ecosystem along the coast.
There are still a lot of studies ongoing to look at individual species and to look at the populations of the various fauna and things that make up our coastal environment to determine what the total amount of that impact will be.
Graham says they've been receiving money associated with the criminal penalties as a result of the spill. He says some of that money has been used to progress the engineering and design of barrier islands and diversion projects. The investigation into a fatal shooting involving an officer in Pineville has determined that the shooting be justified. Louisiana Radio Network's Eric Gill has more on the case.
Rapides Parish Sheriff's spokesman Lieutenant Tommy Carline says Pineville Police Officer Vince DeVille responded to a call on September 8th.
Officer DeVille responded to a tense and uncertain, rapidly evolving situation, and he performed in accordance with his training and the law.
The suspect, Christopher LeBlanc, was brandishing a large sword and then charged the officer. DeVille then fired several shots, killing the suspect. Carline says LeBlanc was an immediate and continuous danger to the officer and the other civilians in the area. He says the use of deadly force is not something any officer wants to do.
But when a situation like this happens, sometimes there is no other alternative.
Eric Gill reporting.
The KEDM weather forecast, a slight chance of an isolated shower early this morning, otherwise partly cloudy skies during the day today with a high in the upper 80s, a few clouds this evening with a low in the upper 60s.